A forest of giant turbines will emerge from the red dust of the Australian outback near Broken Hill, an isolated town famous for its lead and zinc mining. The $1.7 billion project is one of the largest onshore wind farms in the world. It eventually will cover more than 32,000 hectares. Planning permission has been granted for the first phase of development. That phase will see the construction of 282 turbines. Preliminary approval also has been given for the installation of a further 300. Development of the site near Broken Hill, which lies 500 kilometres southwest of Adelaide, must adhere to noise guidelines and limit the impact to the environment. Donna Bolton, the project manager for the Silverton Wind Farm, says its operational capacity in excess of 1,000 megawatts will make a significant contribution to the energy requirements of Australia's most populous state.
It is a monster wind farm. It's fabulous in scale. The entire thing will provide enough electricity for 4.5% of New South Wales's electrical needs, and it's about 430,000 homes for the entire project. Wind power for Australia is fantastic because it's going to be out of the cities, it's going to be where the jobs are needed, it's good for the environment, it's good for the local economies, it's a really significant part of the answer.
The New South Wales government has big plans for this type of renewable power. State Premier Nathan Rees has said that a series of wind farms across the state would reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 6 million tonnes a year. Australia's emissions of greenhouse gases make it on a per capita basis one of the world's worst polluters, thanks to its reliance on cheap and abundant supplies of coal. Greenhouse gases, many of which come from burning coal and oil, are thought to contribute to global warming. The federal government intends to ease the dependence on fossil fuels and wants to have 20% of Australia's electricity coming from renewable energy by 2020. Solar and geothermal technologies are also being developed. Some residents have opposed the construction of some wind farms in Australia, complaining that turbines produce a low-frequency drone, while others object to what they've described as visual pollution. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.